Get the current daf Masech the Shabbos daf Kuf Chotes. We begin the Amid Alf. Begin the Toys of the Masech that begins the words of the Gemara. Rabbi Mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda Amay says it's Shiva. It's a period of 7 days. Toys explains the opinion of Rabbah based on the Gemara elsewhere in Erevin. The Gemara in the Machlekes is when is the time that it's still considered active labor that the womb is still open that you can still Mechal Shabbos. According to Abaye, up until 3 days. Rabbah up until 7 days. Toys says L'chayr Mashma. Similarly, it sounds like the Rabbah Tamei. Rabbah is going to according to his reasoning to prepare Kador. Based on the Gemara in Erevin of Samachesim and Alf. Kabahu Yenuka, there was a certain child, Vishtap Chamime, with a warm water that was prepared for the child because of a circumcision. Was he had to go ahead and wash the child with warm water that was spilled out. Some of the Rabbah said to the people, say, Nishayla Li'ime Mtricha. Okay, you know, his mother just gave birth not so long ago. Ask her if she needs some warm water. And the Chaima Agavime, then you'll be able to warm it up because she needs it, and then the water will be able to be used for the child. Now, it doesn't say clearly what day from birth was that story? But Taisa says the Mistama be Yemishmin Halya. We could presume obviously that's going to be on the 8th day, which was Kaidim Mila, before the circumcision. Sharitzar Cham and Lamailu, because they needed the warm water to go ahead and be able to circumcise the child. Because Lacha Mila Mesukano, actually after the circumcision, the child is in danger. Without the mother, you would be able to obviously violate Shabbos to warm with the water for the child. Now, that says Taisa. So, but we're in the 8th day before the bris milah, but behind lach hashiva. That's after 7 days from the birth. And therefore, Rabbah is saying to ask the mother if she needs it, because Rabbah says, after 7 days, it's already the menistim hakever be'in and tricha. Because when the womb has already closed, like we see over here, he says only up until 7 days, it's only if she says that she needs it. So you see that Rabbah's l'shitasa, that the womb is considered open up until 7 days. After that, she has to say that she needs it to be able to warm up the water. Now, me, however, says Taisus Lalishna Damir La Rabbah Shleishim. According to those versions that they have, they said that according to Rabbah, actually you could do it up until 30 days. So Tikshna would be a difficult. Why would you have to come on to the mother to quote unquote need it if anyways you do it up until 30 days? Vaimorba. Second point says Taisus, the Bakunchas Perishasim Rashi explains over there. What does it mean the Chaima Agavime? You warm up the water secondary to the mother. It means Taliyah Nachri through a non-Jew. So Rabbeinu Chanan explains. Now, if the womb is still open, so you, of course you're allowed to warm it up even through a Jew. What's through a non-Jew? So it says, L'kach Yesh Lafar, Rebbe should explain that actually, when we have all these different opinions in the Gemara, the Abaye up until 3 days, the Rav up until 7 days, Ramadan, some say up until 30 days, Mar Mechad B'lei Pligi, they're each saying a different element, no one's disagreeing, which is V'kula Kamim K'Nardoi. Like the Gemara says, Nardoi, that everyone agrees, 3, 7, and 30, they're just different times. 3, you always machal, 7, only if she says she needs. Up until 30, you never machal, it's only with a non-Jew. So that's a Rav up until 30 days, yes, it's not that you can ask her if she needs and that you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. You're going to do it through a non-Jew, and therefore that's actually what we mean. Agavime, even after 7 days, is through a non-Jew.